Hi. Disclaimer, my granny is here tonight. So just keep that in mind while I'm up here. So I grew up watching a lot of Lizzie McGuire, iCarly, 13 Going on 30. And so needless to say, I really fell for the friends to lovers, will they, won't they trope. So much so that in eighth grade, when I became really good friends with this guy, I was convinced we would go from being friends to obviously being lovers down the road. And I think it was kind of reciprocated. We would like spend every night on Skype in the eighth grade. In ninth grade, he did ask me out, though I turned him down because they never start dating that early in any sitcom. And then we just stayed friends throughout high school. College came and he went off to the lower 48. I stayed at UAA. And so we kind of like lost touch. He would come visit and we would like hang out here and there, run into each other at a bar or something. And there was one fateful night when we were 21 in 2018 where we got really drunk together. I ended up going home with him and nothing happened. Their sexual tension was there, but we were fully clothed and I was in the process of breaking up with my boyfriend at the time. So it just didn't seem ethically right. But it did re-spark the will they, won't they in my mind, which quickly left again because he went back to college, out of sight, out of mind. 2019 came, I hit my hoe phase. 2020 came, it was like more of a no phase because hunker down. And so there I found myself living with two different couples, feeling very, very single and very, very thirsty. And so one day the stars aligned and he slid into my Snapchat DMs and we just started talking. And he brought up the night when we were 21 and said, be honest, did you want to have sex that night? And I said, well, that night maybe not, but I'd be lying if I said I never did with you. And then asked him how he felt. He felt the same way. And that sort of opened the floodgates of sexting a little bit. Sorry, Granny. And we start talking and he says he's coming up in July for 2 weeks and starts promising me all these things, you know, like, what are your fantasies? Let me do that for you. What do you like? What do you not like? You know? Yeah. He's like, we're going to have sex in the tent and in the woods, in the shower, in a field. Like he was really like promising this giant like extravaganza situation. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. He goes, and this is a direct quote, these are going to be the best 2 weeks ever. So cool. Sounds great. July comes and as most plans tend to happen, they sort of started to fall through and it was looking like we weren't going to be able to hang out till the end of the trip. And so I'm like, okay, that's okay. Like, best 2 weeks could still be the best night of my life, maybe. Like, you promised a lot of really good things, bud. The day arrives, and I pick him up from his mom's house, and we go get some Kalati's coffee, and we take a walk around the lake, which for some people, you might think, like, this is really building the sexual tension of, like, will they, won't they? It wasn't for us. There was, like, no mention of these Snapchats, no, like, flirtations. We're not holding hands, nothing. We're just, like, acting like friends. So I'm kind of, like, realizing, like, okay, maybe I should cut my losses, but I am still, like, very thirsty and gonna throw one last Hail Mary pass. And so we get back to my house, and I say, oh, like, do you want to go upstairs and, like, watch some Netflix in my room, you know, like, Netflix and chill? And he goes, yeah, that sounds great. So I'm, like, thinking, okay, we're back on, maybe. So I hand him the remote to pick something out, and he chooses The Floor is Lava. And for those of you who don't know, that is like Netflix's version of American Ninja Warrior, where it's like people stumbling up this obstacle course. And then like it's like timed. And the caveat is that the floor is covered in like liquid and lights to resemble lava. So I'm thinking, okay, I've definitely like been friend zoned. Like if you're trying to turn anyone on, you're not going to turn this show on. And so I'm laying there and we're watching this episode like a foot apart on my bed, just like staring at the screen. And I'm like, cool, it's not gonna happen. That's okay, we're good. Until the episode ends and he turns over to me and goes, so, we doing this? And I was shocked because, you know, there was like no buildup, no anticipation for this, aside from those Snapchats, which had not been mentioned in like a month at this point. So I'm thinking, okay, I just need some time to like build back up, like maybe a little foreplay. So I tell him, like, oh, you know, I'm just really invested in this show. Like, let's watch one more episode, see what happens. Thinking that that would give him the opportunity to make something get a little more heated, you know? He unfortunately did not seize this opportunity. Instead, we sit through another episode of The Floor is Lava, a foot apart in my bed, staring at the screen, silent. And the episode ends, and he turns to me once more and goes, so, you want to do this? And at this point, I'm thinking about like eighth grade me and ninth grade me and 21-year-old me and this dry spell me. And I'm thinking, all right, what have I got to lose? Like, might as well. And so then what proceeded next happened very quickly. We take off our clothes. There's no foreplay. Yeah. Thank you. He enters. One pump, two pumps, and the floor was lava for him. Not so much for me, but you know, that's okay. Like, I'm not here to shame him for length. I'm like thinking, you know, in his defense, 10 years of like sexual will they, won't they tension, 4 months of a dry spell, and I did once have someone tell me that that pussy is fire, and that is also a direct quote. Sorry, Granny. So I'm like, you know, I don't blame the guy. It's okay. Most people in this situation would use that as an opportunity to like try again, go for round two, or like round one for some of us. Yeah, and so I'm like laying there thinking like, okay, my turn's next, it's all good. And no, he was very proud of himself. He thought that that was enough, job well done, so much so that he turns next to me in bed, hand raised like this. And I said, what you doing? And he goes, a high five. I said, what? And he goes, high five. Everyone knows you high five after sex. If you could call it that. First of all, no, they don't. And second of all, it was like not a high five worthy performance. However, my standards were low at the time, and I did give him the high five. And I know. I know. And that was that. That was the end of our giant sexual best night of my life experience. Yeah. And so we're getting dressed and we're putting our clothes on, and he's super proud of this like moment that we've just had. And he goes, you know, arguably that should have happened in high school. And when I told this to my friend Luke, like an hour after it happened, Luke goes, well, it sounds like he gave you the high school experience. And he did, because as I'm driving him back home to his mom's house, he spends the entire car ride telling me how much he liked this girl back in the lower 48. Yeah, so that's my story of the will they, won't they, is maybe a they shouldn't have and they never will again. But to give you all the happy ending that I didn't get, correlation is not causation, but 2 months later, I did come out as bisexual, and here we are. Thank you.